While you were sleeping, it was democracy in action.
All in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The bill is in the Senate. The assembly is adjourned.
Movement in the standoff in Wisconsin. A bill to revoke collective bargaining rights for most public unions passed the state assembly, but it's still not over. It's on Wisconsin to the state Senate. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 25th. John Hockenberry's out all this week. Let's get a look at the top news headlines. And Libya, again, an armed rebellion is pushing closer to the capital. They're expecting more violence today. The Tripoli is expected to be reinforced by massive demonstrations as well. Opposition forces have reportedly beat back a counteroffensive by army units loyal to Muammar Gaddafi in several cities near the capital. This anti-government fighter says his side is paying a heavy price.
My people are dying in here because Muammar Gaddafi is killing us because we are fighting till we die.
Rallies are planned throughout the country today. Last hour, New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick in Tunisia told us opposition leaders are calling on protesters from around the country to make their way to Tripoli in an attempt to liberate the city. Army units and mercenaries loyal to Gaddafi have flooded Tripoli in the past few days. One resident tells the BBC these groups have terrorized the city.
The sound of the gunfire sounded like some fake, humongous weapon. It was as if they were playing a game. They were just walking and shooting, and they had no worries, they had no fear, because you know, the people had no weapons.
Gaddafi, for some reason, has invited the international press into Tripoli today. There are reports of army soldiers clearing the streets of bodies by those killed by mercenary groups. This morning, the UN's top human rights official says there are reports of mass killings in multiple Libyan cities. Later today, the United Nations Security Council will hold another emergency meeting to debate sanctions. Meanwhile, round-the-clock evacuations of foreigners continues. And there's anger on the streets of Iraq this morning. That's the sound in Basra, just one of many cities where thousands are rallying to protest corruption and unemployment. In Baghdad, Al Jazeera reports some 3,000 people gathered in the central square are now throwing rocks at riot police, and there are also rallies planned in Yemen, Egypt, Bahrain, and Jordan today. Here at home, in a vote that took place just a few hours ago, Wisconsin's Assembly passed a bill that strips collective bargaining rights from most public workers. Before sleep-deprived Democrats knew what was happening, Republicans had voted on and passed the measure. The bill now goes to the Senate, but the state's 14 Democrats are still AWOL. And we told you yesterday about the $35 billion contract that the U.S. military was handing out, the largest in history. Well, the winner is...
The Air Force has selected the KCX proposal provided by the Boeing company.
That means Boeing will build the next generation of aerial refueling tankers. Not necessarily a big surprise. I don't think anybody was shocked by that decision. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are significantly up. The Dow will start at 12,068, the S&P at 1,306, the NASDAQ at 2,737. Well, we have revolutions and demonstrations going on all throughout the world. Regimes that have lasted for decades are beginning to crumble, and thousands of protesters are taking them down. Why? The tipping point and the power of protests later this hour. Meanwhile, in the U.S., thousands of protesters have not stopped lawmakers in Wisconsin from passing that controversial bill. We're going to talk about how the state is becoming more politically divisive in just a few minutes. But demonstrations and people power, are we seeing democracy in action? Jason from Berkeley, Michigan writes to us, it's called civil disobedience and should be applauded all over the nation. These Democrats are doing what the Republicans have been doing for years, saying no. They're just doing it by physically leaving, which has proven to be very effective. Do you see this as democracy in action? And if so, are you part of the revolution or is this something else? Give us your thoughts. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or you can reach us at thetakeaway.org. We're going to talk more about Wisconsin in just a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.